higher than expected. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The June inflation number reported by the government Wednesday.
The consumer price index rose 9.1% in June, up from a year ago, far higher than forecast, marking the fastest pace of inflation since December of 1981. The data shows that inflationary pressures are affecting nearly all aspects of American life, driving up the cost not just to food and fuel, but also housing, medical care, even cars.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The White House insisting the economy is strong and says slowly dropping gas prices will help slow inflation as well. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it'll take changes in economic policy.
These are staggeringly bad numbers. And they were fueled directly by the reckless spending spree that Democrats rammed through on party line just last year.
And McConnell says Democrats are planning to push more spending bills through the Congress before the November midterms. President Biden's stated plan not to shake hands during his current Middle East trip didn't last long.
The White House came up with an alternative to handshaking. It's a long line of fist bumps. This is how it's supposed to be the whole trip, which means that none of the leaders here in Israel or Saudi Arabia can count on a photo shaking hands with the president, except apparently Benjamin Netanyahu, the former prime minister, current opposition leader, who Biden shook hands with just a few minutes after landing, breaking this rule that White House officials say was implemented by the president's doctor. Officials say that the president's doctor wants to limit contact to reduce the risk of COVID.
Fox's Peter Ducey traveling with the president. Special counsel John Durham investigating the beginning of the FBI's Russia probe has asked a federal court to issue 30 subpoenas for witnesses for the upcoming trial of a Russian man accused of feeding false information. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Neighbors of Supreme Court Justices John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh have apparently had enough, calling police about loud protests that continue outside the justices' homes in apparent violation of federal law. Police in Montgomery County, Maryland, showing up Wednesday evening taking decibel readings at the protests and warning protesters they'll have to quiet down or be arrested, according to this officer on the scene.
If we get complaints and the noise remains high and they don't disperse, enforcement action may take place.
A startling find in a California homeless encampment.
San Jose police say they found $100,000 worth of stolen items stashed away in an underground bunker inside of a massive homeless camp. The items included dozens of power tools, construction equipment, and three shotguns, along with boxes of ammunition. Six people were arrested on a variety of charges. Retail theft has recently plagued many communities in California, with some businesses claiming they were forced to close due to repeatedly being targeted. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Actress Amber Heard's request to renew trial has been denied.
Amber Heard's request for a retrial has been denied by a Virginia judge. The actress requested to set aside the $10 million awarded to her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, following the conclusion of their defamation trial. Heard's lawyers claimed that one major factor was one juror's case of mistaken identity. The judge wrote in a response, "The only evidence before this court is that this juror and all jurors followed their oaths, the court's instructions, and orders." The couple's legal battle ended last month with a jury awarding Depp over $10 million and Heard $2 million from a counterclaim. This followed a 2018 Washington Post ACLU penned op-ed in which Heard claimed she was a victim of domestic abuse. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow dropped 208 points. NASDAQ and the S&P 500 each closing 17 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.